A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Does Antonio get on your nerves?
Yes. All the time, every day, for the last 5 to 6 years, he has gotten on my very last nerve.
I've only been around it for a little over a year, and he gets on that last nerve, and it's not even a big nerve. It's like that little bitty nerve, and he just plucks it and plucks it and plucks it and plucks it.
Yes.
And you've had to deal with that for 5 years?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Tempest.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
But he is effective even in his plucking. I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for Antonio.
I have to agree with you on that one. He is extremely effective. When I'm speaking, or if I'm driving in my car and something happens and I'm thinking, I'm like, dang it, he was right about that. Now, will I have admitted to him?
Probably not.
Probably not. But yeah, he is extremely effective. He gets on your last nerve, but there's a reason for it. And I'm thankful for it, because the year that he's been getting on my nerves, I have grown a lot more than I would have if I did not have him coaching me.
You can only get your level of consciousness, period. Whatever's on your level of consciousness, that's the only thing you can get. So watch this here. How do you make $1,000 today, right now, in the next 5 hours? Okay, watch this here. How do you make $1,000 right now?
Ask my dad for
$1,000. Okay. How do you make $1,000 right now?
Sales
and marketing. Okay. So, got a little prostitution going on there. Okay, how do you make $1,000 right now? Okay, so something illegal, some illegal drugs. Now watch it. None of you had a real answer, but her. She divided it because her level of awareness, it's not about being higher, it's about it making $1,000 the next 5 hours doesn't exist for you, and it will never exist for you until you raise your level of awareness. It's not that type of money so quick is not on your current level of consciousness. Now, because she's a math teacher, right? Like math, she did the numbers. Now, if I ask how you're going to get the $250 from each person,
you know.
It don't exist. So now who did succeed does not succeed, because now the how to get it is not on her level of consciousness. Whatever's in your life right now, it only exists on your level of consciousness. Now, here's the deal. This is what's important. This is what's like so difficult about it. Wherever you are, and your level of awareness, of consciousness, your vibration, your vibratory, you know, frequency, wherever you are, there are infinite possibilities for you to receive. None of them will be prosperity. If you have a low level of awareness, you got an infinite of possibilities of things you can get, but it will never be prosperity. It can't. It doesn't live on that level. It can't. Just this is why people with a high level of consciousness and a high level of intellect, but you don't even need, this is why education is not, this is why collegiate education is not that important. Because education is specified knowledge, you know, correspondence classes, learning how to program, being a great landscaper. They kind of have degrees for that, but not, you know, all of landscaping. Or you can get a degree in construction and learn some landscaping. But you'll never get what you want with that level of consciousness if it's low. If it's high, this is why billionaires can go bankrupt and get $1 billion all over again. You get it once, you can do it again. But they have the level of consciousness to get the connections and the whatever they have to get it back. This is why poor people are always poor again.
Leave me alone.
Because they only have the level of consciousness to get it back.
So how do we raise our awareness?
Well, let's open it up. Of course, I have the answer. We can pass these around.
Is that too loud?
Nah, you fine. So you asked. No, you asked. Just pass around. You asked.
Are you?
How do you?
Yes.
How do you raise? That's why everybody got quiet. How do you raise your level of awareness? You can bring it here. Come on, get talk. Yeah. You go. Okay, you can put your recording device here. We have them. We're recording. So let's. So let me do this here. Introduce us after the introducing. So hold on. Introduce us. Go ahead.
Introducing everybody?
No, the way we open up the podcast. It just opened up differently this time.
Welcome to Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio and Tempest. We are here with, are they special guests?
It's the whole lead, well, half the leadership class.
Special guests today.
Special guests, yeah.
Special guest, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Don't do that.
Hey.
All right, there we go. There we go. Unzip. Unzip. All right, there we go. So this Tempest. Go ahead, finish introducing yourself.
How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
So what does the T stand for today?
Say what?
What does the T stand for today?
Oh, we haven't done that.
Yeah. T stands for tenacity today.
Too much.
Yes, that's it.
Too much tenacity.
No, too much, Tony.
Okay. So by now, you guys heard a bit of the conversation because I just started recording and nobody knew I was recording. But now Tempest, now the high level, pretty high level of consciousness. So, you asked the question, how do you raise your level of awareness, your level of consciousness? Go. Let's think about some stuff. You guys got enough training. 90% of you are second year students. Okay, read is one way. But can you read and have a low level of consciousness?
Yes.
Okay, can you read and have a long term low level of consciousness?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, again. So reading is a way, but it doesn't sound like the way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Go. Is you fine? Just you in here. You live at 5. Go. Application. That's a bit better than reading. It's a bit better than reading. Nothing wrong with reading, because knowledge is important. But if you don't apply it, make it applicable or application, you're not gonna get it.
You know, I think it's reading. Reading is very important. Because when you read and you internalize it, I think you said reading because you read with an awareness that desires to be heightened.
Right.
And so when you read, you go out and you're more observant.
Right.
And as you observe the things that are occurring as it compares to what you're reading, you have no choice if you really have that desire to go higher than to apply what you've read to see if you get the results of.
I totally agree. I don't disagree with reading. I don't disagree with application. I mean, and I don't disagree with reading for application or application for reading. Still something that we're missing. But all of those are right answers.
Right.
But can you move forward and apply things and still be in a low level of awareness?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, how many? Okay, watch this. I'm not saying that you, when you move forward, you don't go up or go forward. You know what I'm saying? How many people do you know that are moving every day of their lives but are going nowhere? There are a lot of busy people in low levels of awareness. Go ahead, though. No, you finna say something. You.
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
Dude, say something. Say something. Talk.
No, I'm just listening.
Well, go ahead. You got your hand up.
Would it be more so a thing of, you know how our consciousness responds to what our subconscious tells it? So would it be more of a thing of doing something consciously on a regular basis to retrain your subconscious?
Okay, that's actually a fact. Because your conscious mind is always going to do what your subconscious mind has told you to do. However, you can communicate to your subconscious mind via your conscious mind. So you're actually correct. And there's nothing wrong with anybody that said. However, we're still missing something before we get to that point. Before you get to reading, before you get to the point of changing your subconscious thoughts, and before you get the application, there's something that has to happen.
Your perspective.
Okay, so
the way you look at things.
Okay, so your perspective, your perception. So that's all your awareness. Mm-hmm. That's all your awareness.
You have to realize you are in a low state of awareness.
You have to receive it.
Okay, receive, realize. So when you realize your low state of awareness, tempest, you know the answer. What do you think? You may not know the answer I'm looking for. What would you do first to raise your level of consciousness?
Embrace myself.
Okay. And what would you do before you embrace yourself? What's the first thing you need to do to change anything?
Know where I am. Accept where I am.
Okay.
Accept where you are. So realize it's your fault.
Okay. And then once you accept where you are, then you do what?
Embrace it.
Embrace, but you gotta
forgive yourself.
How hard was it? Embrace is what we call phase two around here. It took a while to embrace, but what did you have to do before you embrace?
Give yourself permission to be where you were.
Now, what's another word for that? What's a one word statement for giving yourself permission to be where you were?
Accept it.
What's a starts with a D? Remember, the original question is, how do you raise your level of awareness?
Make a decision.
Got it all gone right.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's it.
Yeah, make the decision.
That's it. I'm not saying, see, none of those were wrong. They were all byproducts of making a decision. You didn't start applying anything until you made a decision to do so.
Right.
This is why you have so many people who are moving forward but never moving higher.
Because they've never made a
decision to raise their consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like we know a lot of busy people who will always be poor and unhappy and they're ungrateful.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people like. So we live in an instant gratification time. People say this all the time, but I'm going to give you examples of this here. It is since we want to feel good right now, we talk on Facebook about what we're going to do instead of actually doing it.
Oh.
Because I want to be gratified right now. Go ahead, please.
No, I've been off of Facebook for about... What, like 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, they actually Facebook has 20% of the whole world. That's a big deal.
So, but what I'm realizing is when I first got off of it, there were times where I wanted to go and let me post this. And I would tell myself, no, just go do it. Hmm. You know, don't post about, oh, I just prayed, or don't post the scripture that says something. Go out and do what the scripture says. You know, because you go to your phone and you're like, oh, I need to post. And it's nothing wrong with that because it reaches people. It's a way to motivate people. I have no qualms about
social media. I love it. Yeah. However, you can get lost in the shuffle of your fingers.
That's ooh.
You really can. Ooh. And that's what I'm realizing with being off of it.
Okay, we doing good today.
I think podcast is in her hands now.
Yeah, we doing good today. But she's right because
absolutely.
Well, she's in a very in a much better way than I'm about to say it now. She said it far better than what I'm about to say it now. You gotta check your motives on social media.
Yeah.
If you're only trying to impress people, you're never trying to impress your goals or impress upon your goals. You're just shuffling, getting lost in the shuffle of your finger. Right? So she said it incredibly. But it's all facts.
Yes.
It's all facts. Everybody wants to feel good, but you get lost in the feeling good of 3 Facebook likes. God forbid you get 10.
God forbid you actually go on social media and build your whole platform behind motivating people and give inspirational quotes, but your life doesn't speak that.
Woo!
Like, I see you in person, and you're damaging.
That's
but on Facebook, you want to establish a whole platform of motivation.
God.
That's damaging.
Okay, so let me shift the tempest.
God forbid you actually do what you're supposed to do.
Let me shift the tempest. Tempest has a lot of knowledge on this subject. So being, what's the word? It's not, is it disingenuous? That's not a word. Being, could be ingenuous. Not being genuine.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Not being genuine, okay? Tiffany has a lot of knowledge on this subject because she got empathy as number one talent.
Yeah.
So, I'm building a platform off of mentoring and positivity. But I don't live it. What does that feel like from a person who has empathy as a number one talent?
Phony. A liar.
Well, you don't have empathy as number one. So we'll come to you on a different subject because you're going to be abrasive on this one.
It feels... How do I feel?
Empathy. I want it from an empathetic standpoint because she said damaging.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because she brought up something. Damaging is way deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I need someone with empathy to bring that out.
I now see you ineffective. So even if you decided to change, I'm going to always remember the facade you put on to get me there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I think we need to open that up.
So you gonna go fishing and pull me in with some fake bait, then when I get trouble for you, you wanna give me a real shrimp?
Mm-hmm. Facades are okay.
To get me there.
Yes, Lord.
Fishing. Oh. I think you should open that up because I didn't see that coming. Mm. I had no idea that answer was coming.
Me
neither. Yeah, but she said me neither. It came from her talents.
Oh my.
So go ahead and break that down.
Okay, so you're on Facebook and you feeding me what I think I need. And then when I come to you on a one-on-one level and you can't help me and I realize that you're a fraud, then there's nothing you can do for me on any level anymore. Because I'm going to always remember what I felt like when I came to you and I trusted you with my problems and you let me down because you wasn't true to yourself.
Wow.
And I'm going to have a problem with that. Because I gave you something that I don't give to people. And instead of you saying, well, I don't know, or being honest, you just, you either didn't show up or you gave me a phony answer.
And I
know that it's phony. Like, I know that it's fake.
Mm-hmm. You catfish.
So you are ineffective on all levels.
So what if I don't know it's fake and I actually take your damaging advice? And I come to you about my marriage and you tell me, leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave and I ruin my whole life. Mm-hmm. Or you tell me to stay and I ruin my whole life. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Either or. What does that feel? What is that? Whatever your empathy says. I trusted you. And your advice damaged me.
That is equivalent to a... Sorry. That is equivalent to a pastor preaching and then going home leading a double life.
Mm.
So you tell me Christ is real, but your life don't show that.
I find that to be fair.
Sound like you catfished her, sir.
I find it to be fair.
you put up a fake profile picture, but then when it was time to meet in person.
So you run for president on certain platforms, and then you get the job and can't come through.
Okay, so then, so we can say universally, spiritually, realistically, or politically, nobody likes to be played. Yes. That's what it sounds like we're hearing here. Okay. So then, so what I hear with my gifts, my talents, is there are real lives at stake here.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
And you playing with it.
And you playing with it. Now, I'm sure you said much more, but I can only hear the way I hear because I'm me. Right, everybody else probably heard something differently. In fact, I would love to hear that. Who heard something differently than there's real lives out here? Who
I heard if you keep playing fire, you're going to get burned.
Who's the person playing with the fire? The customer or the...
The person playing with the fire is the person that's misleading everybody else.
Okay, then so how...
Because when you burn them, you're going to hurt them and damage them. But you have no idea what their retaliation might do to you. Because they hurt so bad.
Fair enough.
And you're also planting bad seeds.
Okay, so same thing. Same thing. Yes. Something's coming your way. Go ahead, you.
And not only that, once you do that,
you put a mic back there or something.
But not only that, once you lose your credibility, mm-hmm. you don't know what you've done to that person's mindset. Because after you go through that, you may have broken their trust with anybody, so now they're living a life where they believe they cannot trust anybody because whoever they give themselves to is going to hurt them in some shape, form, or fashion.
Okay.
So now they're living a miserable existence because of advice that you gave them and you weren't even genuine in what you were telling them.
So, long-term damage. Okay, so do me a favor, get in that chair, scoot up, everybody, y'all scoot up towards the mic. Scoot up towards the mic. You already screwed up. You can't screw up. You're trying to blend in with the table.
I am.
Scoot up. Okay, so. Wow. Wow. So I think we have a direction that the law of attraction, vibration, the energy in the room said about the long-term effects or the results of being fake. You heard death. Fair enough. Open it up for us. You heard death. And that's fair. It's totally fair.
A person that actually lends their hurts, their pains, their desires, their dreams to a person in leadership, only to find out in the long run that it was all a facade, putting myself in those shoes, that would crush me. That would put me in a state of not living, I wouldn't know what direction to go in. I wouldn't know who to seek to help me come out of the situation, especially in the sense of a pastor. Wow. When it deals with faith, you have to be super careful because you, in leadership positions and in those kind of social media positions where you put on this robe, you have to make sure that it's your robe to put on because if not, you could very well be the responsible party in the death of many people. And it's not death in the grave. It's walking dead.
Which is worse.
And walking dead people kill more people.
Mm. So there's three things there. I got you. There's three things there. Hold on. Jesus. This is part of these three things here. Okay, I want to make sure nobody formulated their thoughts and didn't listen. Watch the robe you put on. If it's not your robe, don't put it on. Like, if y'all didn't hear that, receive ye this day. Walking dead is bad. And walking dead people kill more people.
They call it zombies.
Okay, no. He was first. Just remember.
No, well, I was going to kind of piggyback on what she said because a lot of times we carry titles in our lifestyle in line with the title that we carry. And we not understanding that, like you say, lives are at stake. We are literally killing people, and they still alive. Go back to what y'all just said. You know, reiterating what you said, because we're carrying a title and our lifestyle don't line up with that title. It's almost like saying, I'm a husband, but I live every day like I'm single.
Ladies, verdict on that one?
Trash.
We have trash. We had trash as one. So let me ask you a question, and then I'm, do you remember your question? Okay, let me ask you a question, sir. What's more important, the lifestyle or the title? Mm.
The title don't mean anything if your lifestyle don't line up.
Fair enough.
So your title is nothing. Yeah. It's the lifestyle you lead. You lead by example. Your title can't tell me nothing. Just because you got a PhD don't mean that you are actually a philosopher. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, yeah, absolutely.
Like, just because you have the degree don't mean your lifestyle line up with that degree. So it's like, you can have the title. Just because I'm president don't mean I can run the world.
Okay, so, let's not do that. Well, you're talking about any president.
Any president.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Then you're right, though. But just because you're the president don't mean you can run a company.
Right, exactly.
Just because you're the pastor don't mean you can run the church.
Just because you got the title don't mean you can handle the job.
Okay.
Your lifestyle ain't like... I can't say I'm a worshiper and my lifestyle is showing that I'm a helper.
All right.
Unless you say that you're a worshiper that's struggling with your lifestyle.
I don't want us to put out there that worshipers
and pastors and leaders don't struggle with living.
Yeah. Open it up.
But when you present yourself as self-righteous and you don't post about your struggle and you don't speak about your struggle, then when people see your struggle, they're shocked. And you shooting daggers.
Okay, so
you have to be transparent in your leadership.
So back to you. Let's open this up real quick because I'm glad you saved this. I'm glad you saved this from not considering what is important. Can you be fake and struggle? I mean, excuse me. Does struggling make you fake, or does pretending not to have struggles
makes you fake?
Yes.
The struggle
putting cover
makes
the
you transparent and real.
That's what makes you fake.
If I'm a...
She said putting cover over dog.
Transparency.
A dog poop.
If I'm a husband and I know I have a struggle...
I did too fast.
And a weakness in the area... Me acting like I don't is what makes me fake.
Yes.
So let me
tell you. Actually admitting my weakness,
mm-hmm.
not only to me,
yeah.
but to everybody who's involved,
mm-hmm.
is showing that, hey, I'm at least willing to work with my struggle.
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So I'm going to say one thing about struggling. I'm going to go to you for your question, and we're going to go to Tempest to close this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Don't shake your head, no. You're the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see him. She's sitting there with shades on. In the studio.
Somebody throwing shade.
Studio / office.
Somebody throwing shade.
Okay. So, here's what I tell you guys about struggling. So, because he keeps saying, struggle husband, struggle pastor, struggle CEO, struggle president, all that stuff. Struggling, I just told Tempest this here earlier today, and it seems like the law of attraction brought it back up. So everybody's not going to like what I'm about to say. Yeah, you see how she covered her head. To struggle is a good thing. She was like, no, I'm struggling. With it. That's good.
Don't do it.
She laughing. She laughing. No, you got to be thankful. I'm struggling with it. Because you said that if I'm struggling, that means I have my hands on the right thing. You can't struggle with what you don't have your hands on. I said, you're correct.
Is that my voice?
That's your voice. I said, you're correct.
Mm-mm.
The mere fact that you're struggling means that you have your hands on the solution.
Come on, Reverend.
No, but watch this here.
Yeah, but God heard us. Come on.
It's
the flip side.
Because then I knocked it down. But it also means that you also have your hands on the problem. That's why you're struggling. You got your hands on both things. So it means you're so smart that you already have the solution, but you're so selfish, you keep holding on to the problem.
Oh, Lord.
That is not how you said that.
That is the end of this episode.
Shut up. We got one more thing. Ask your question, and we'll take however long we take to answer.
It was more of a statement, just rounding out what we were all saying. It was something that you mentioned in class the other day when we were talking, because basically from what Tempest said, to, what was discussed here,
mm-hmm.
basically, like she said, you killing people, and killing people kill other people. Because you're breaking them, and then they're going into new situations and breaking those situations.
Fair enough.
People.
Fair enough. These are all facts. Yep. Tempest, give us your closing thoughts this episode. You're the subject matter expert. We're talking about the dangers of fake leadership. So give us your closing thoughts. I have none for this episode.
I would say be yourself. If you're not where you pretend to be in life, it's best you be quiet. Because everybody sighed, that's what that sound was. But pretending doesn't help anybody. Pretending causes damage. Pretending hinders people. Pretending puts people in the grave. And do you really want to be remembered as the leader who killed people? Because you wasn't your true self? So be yourself, because this is real life. This ain't Monopoly. I can't put the pieces away and close the box. I have to continue living. And you can't put me on the shelf because you done with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're a leader, if you're a leader, and you're a true leader.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your job is to help people. Your job is to make people better than what they were when they first came to you.
That's right.
But if you're not yourself, you're damaging them, and they leaving off. They're leaving from you a worse version of themselves. So you should have shut the conversation down if you couldn't help them go to the next level. So be yourself, because this is real life. People are killing themselves because leaders aren't themselves. Those are my closing thoughts.
Well, guys, we want to thank you for reaching out to the Brick by Brick. I know when to shut up and let Tempest take over, and I am so grateful that she gave closing thoughts this time. Wow. Reach out to us at theatsjr.com. You can also email Tempest at Tempest, that's TEMPEST at theatsjr.com. Go in the show notes, follow her on Facebook, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Also, send all your questions that you may want to or topics, or go ahead, rate and comment and share on this podcast and get your friends to follow. We're absolutely saving lives. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.
Bye.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.